الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد to proceed so alhamdulillah we continue with the series of classes for the women. And as advertised, today's lesson will be concerning the etiquettes of the masjid. And this lesson is specifically directed to the women. No doubt, the vast majority of the etiquettes of the masjid are applicable to both men and women. But I'll start with the statement of Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullah when he spoke about the women attending the masjid. He said, فَإِنَّ دِينَنَا كَامِلٌ شَامِلٌ لِمَصَالِحِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Verily our religion is complete and comprises of everything that is beneficial in this life and the hereafter. جاء بالخير للمسلمين رجالا ونساء. This religion has come with that which is good for all of the Muslims, males or females. رجالا ونساء. Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى, He said, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And whoever does righteous deeds, whether they be male or female, and they are a believer, we will give them a happy, pleasant life, and we will reward them with the best of that which they used to do. So the Shaykh, he goes on to say, فَهُوَ قَدْ اِهْتَمَّ بِشَأْنِ الْمَرْآةِ وَوَضَعَهَا مَوْضَعَ الْإِكْرَامِ وَالْإِحْتِرَامِ. So we find that alhamdulillah, the religion of Islam has shown great concern to the issue of the woman. And it has placed the woman in a position of honor and dignity and respect. إِن تَمَسَّكَتْ بِهَدْيِهِ وَتَحَلَّتْ بِفَضَائِلِهِ. If the woman, she clings to the guidance of Islam, and she adorns herself with the virtues of this great religion. Allahu Akbar. So we will start inshallah ta'ala by mentioning what is the ruling of the women attending the masajid to begin with. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَمْنَعُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Do not prevent your women from going to the masajid. وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ. And their homes are better for them. رَوَهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَغَيْرُهُ وَصَحَوَ الشَّيْخَ الْأَلْبَانِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. This hadith is collected by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan, and Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be authentic. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَمْنَعُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Do not prevent your women from going to the masajid for the prayer. وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ. And their homes are better for them. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentions, كَذَلِكَ likewise. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ سَمَحَ لَهَا بِالْحُضُورِ لِلْمَسَاجِدِ لِلْمُشَارَكَةِ فِي الْخَيْرِ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَحُضُورِ مَجَالِسِ الذِّكْرِ مَا الْإِحْتِشَامِ وَالْتِزَامِ الْإِحْتِيَاطَاتِ الَّتِي تُبْعِدُهَا عَنِ الْفِتْنَةِ وَتَحْفَظُ كَرَامَتَهَا. And the religion of Islam has allowed the woman to attend the masajid so she can participate in the good, such as the salat al-jama'ah, the prayer in congregation, which we know it is not obligatory upon the women. And likewise, attending the sittings of a dhikr, remembrance, while she observes modesty and decency, and she implements the precautionary measures that distances her from falling into al-fitna, tribulations and trials and preserves her honor. Nam, if the woman, she seeks permission from her husband to go to the masjid, as long as she fulfills certain conditions, then the husband should allow her to attend the masjid or her guardian. لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بذلك كما جاء عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. So if the woman, she asks permission from her husband or her guardian to go to the masjid, and she observes the necessary conditions, the legislative conditions, which we will talk very briefly about inshallah بعد قليل, shortly, then the guardian or the husband should allow her, based upon the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا اسْتَأْذَنَكُمْ نِسَاءُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَأْذَنُوا لَهُنْ. If your women ask permission to go to the masjid at night, allow them. And again, in order for them to be allowed, they have to observe certain conditions, certain shurut. The first, inshallah, we'll mention some of them. Allah takum mutatayyiba. She must not wear any perfume. The woman should not, she must not wear any perfume. Allah takum mutatayyiba. As comes عن زينب الثقفية, قالت, she said, قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا شهدت إحداكن المسجد فلا تمس طيبا. زينب الثقفية, she said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to us, if one of you attends the masjid, then let her not touch or wear any perfume. نعم, so الشرط الأول, the first condition, ونعيده إن شاء الله, for the woman to attend the masjid, is what? أَلَّا تَكُون مُتَطَيِّبًا. She should not wear any perfume whatsoever. The second condition, من شروط حضور المسجد المرأة, from the conditions that have to be observed by the woman in order to attend the masjid, in order to be allowed to attend the masjid, أن تغض بصرها كما أمرها ربها فلا تنظر إلى الرجل الأجنبي. She should lower her gaze. She must lower her gaze as her Lord has commanded her. And she should not look at men who are strangers to her. Not a maharim. As Allah Azza wa Jal commanded her. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said in Surah An-Nur, verse number 31. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. And say to the believing women, command them to lower their gaze. The second condition, in order for the women to be allowed to attend the masjid by their husband or their guardian, is that they must lower their gaze as Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded them. As Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa qul lil mu'minat, and say to the believing women, yaghdunna min absarihinna wa yahfadna furujahunna. Say to the believing women to lower their gaze and safeguard their private parts. This third condition, in order for the woman to be allowed to go to the masjid, أَلَّا يَكُونُ فِي الطَّرِيقِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ مَا يُخَافُ مِنْهُ مَفْسَدًا. She should not encounter any harm on the way to the masjid. She should not encounter any harm or evil on the way to the masjid. So for example, if there were fusaq, sinners, na'am, and they were harming the people who were going to the masjid, then in this situation, the woman can be prevented. Why? Because there is danger and there is harm on the way to the masjid. So the third condition, أَلَّا يَكُونُ فِي الطَّرِيقِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ مَا يُخَافُ مِنْهُ مَفْسَدًا. She should not encounter or come into contact with any harm or danger on the way to the masjid. The fourth condition, أن تكون متحجبة الحجاب الشرعي. That the woman, she must wear the correct Islamic hijab. And I'll talk about that in later lessons, in detail. What is the correct Islamic dress hijab for the woman, because this, among many, illa man rahimallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, except among those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon, there seems to be a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about what is the correct Islamic dress, the Islamic hijab for the woman. So na'am, in order for the woman to be allowed to go to the masjid, أن تكون متحجبة الحجاب الشرعي, that she must be covered wearing the correct Islamic hijab. She must wear the correct Islamic hijab covering, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded her. The fifth condition that has to be observed by the women in order for them to be allowed to go to the masjid, أَلَّا تَخْطَلِتَ بِالرِّجَالِ لا في الطريق ولا في المسجد. She must not free mix with the men, not on the way to the masjid, nor in the masjid. Naam, she shouldn't be walking up and down Germantown Avenue, back and forth. تختلط بالرجال. هذا لا يجوز ولا ينبغي. She must not free mix with the men, not on the way to the masjid, nor in the masjid. And I mention here a beautiful narration, so we can understand the importance of this, and likewise give an example of the excellence of the Sahabiyat, radiyallahu anhunna wa ardahun. Aisha radiyallahu anha, she said, as comes in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 445, قالت Aisha radiyallahu anha, زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لو أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ما أحدث النساء لمنعهن المسجد كما منعت نساء بني إسرائيل. Aisha, she said, the wife of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم had seen what the women have invented, he would have forbidden them from the masjid. Subhanallah. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, لو أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ما أحدث النساء, if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah, had seen what the women have invented, he would have forbidden them, لمنعهن المسجد كما منعت نساء بني إسرائيل. He would have forbidden them from the masjid, as the women of the children of Israel were forbidden from the masjid. And Sheikh Muhammad Adam al-Ithiyubi, rahimahu Allah ta'ala, wa nas'alu Allah azza wa jalla an yadfa' anhu kulla su'in wa makruh, Sheikh Muhammad Adam, he said, in explanation of this hadith, he said, فَلَوْ شَاهَدَتْ عَائِشَ مَا أَحْدَثَ نِسَاءُ هَذَا الزَّمَانِ مِنَ أَنْوَاعِ الْبِدَعِ وَالْمُنْكَرَاتِ لَكَانَتْ أَشَدَّ إِنْكَارًا. Aisha, he said, if Aisha witnessed what the women have invented in our time, and look, Sheikh Muhammad Adam talking about what is present in lands which are better than these lands. He said, if Aisha radiallahu anha witnessed and saw what the women have invented and introduced from innovations and evil practices, her criticism would even be more severe. Subhanallah. Imagine Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw what takes place in these days and times at the Eid, when people, they show up, wal-iyadu billah, mutabarrijat, uncovered Islamically, wearing all types of jewelry and all types of adornments, wal-iyadu billah, to attract the attention of the men. And let's go further. Why were the women of Banu Israel prevented from attending the masajid or their places of worship at their time? Limada? Why? هذا سؤال وجيه. Because Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, لو أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ما أحدث النساء لمنعهن المسجد كما منعت نساء بني إسرائيل. She said, if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had witnessed and seen what the women have invented in this time, he would have forbidden them from the masjid, as the women of the children of Israel, they were forbidden from the masjid. Why would the women of Israel, Banu Israel, forbidden from the masjid? There comes in the Musannaf of Abdul Razzaq, بسند صحيح with an authentic chain of narration and Aisha رضي الله عنها موقوفا. Aisha, she explained the reason why. She said كان نساء بني إسرائيل يتخذنا. Verily the women of Banu Israel, the children of Israel, they used to wear heeled shoes made from wood. يَتَشَرَّفْنَا لِلْرِجَالِ. They would try and attract by this the attention of the men. So the women of Banu Israel, the children of Israel, they used to wear heeled shoes. Why? Heeled shoes made from wood to attract the attention of the men. فَحَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدِ. So Allah forbade them from the masjid. Subhanallahil Azim. So now, this shows us بيان جواز خروج النساء إلى المساجد إذا التزمنا بأداب الخروج. It's allowed for the women to go to the masajid if they observe the legislated Islamic etiquettes when leaving the home. But likewise, منعهن. It shows that it is permissible for the husband or the wali, the guardian, منعهن, to prevent them from exiting the home إذا لم يلتزمنا بها بأن خرجنا متبرجات أو متطيبات. Like if they were to try and leave the house and they were not covered correctly, they were indecently exposing themselves, or if they were wearing perfume. Now going on, sisters, to talk about what? The excellence of the masjid, briefly. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and this is something that we have to understand. It should be present in the heart of every Muslim male and female. The excellence of the masjid, the makana of the masjid, the lofty place of the masjid, the status of the masjid. The masjid, it should be respected. It should be na'am, kept clean. It should be given its due rights. Because this is the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. The masajid, they belong to Allah. They are the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So do not invoke others along with Allah. The masajid are the most beloved of places to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla said tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitab al-kareem, as we find in Surah At-Tawbah verse number 18, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. The masajid of Allah, they are maintained only by those who believe in Allah on the last day, those who perform the prayer and give zakah and fear none but Allah. It is they who are truly to be guided. Na'am. The imarat al-masjid, maintaining the masjid, and the maintenance of the masjid is explained by the scholars of Islam. Imarat al-masjid bil-ibadat is through worship, and likewise through the actual upkeep of the masjid. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The masajid of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah the last day. They perform the prayer, give zakah, and fear none but Allah. It is them who are truly guided. Maintaining the masjid is what? Through ibadah, through worship, and likewise actually maintaining the upkeep of the masjid. And inshallah, for this lesson, I'm going to mainly focus upon from the etiquette of the masjid is what? And specifically directing this to the sisters. Wa illa, it's applicable to the men as well, but this is a class for the sisters. Making sure that the masjid is clean and respecting the cleanliness of the masjid. Na'am. Making sure that the masjid is always clean and respecting the cleanliness of the masjid and not doing anything to dirty it. Al-muhafaza على نظافة المسجد, making sure that the masjid is clean. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to give examples of the righteous women of the past, how they were concerned with the maintenance of the masjid and keeping the masjid clean. And likewise, alhamdulillah, this is what we hope from our sisters, fi kulli makan, in every place, that likewise they have a love for the masjid. They respect the masjid. They recognize the role of the masjid. And at the same time, they are dedicated to making sure that the masjid is clean, because this is the house of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like, nobody would like to see someone coming to their house from amongst us and dirty their house, naam, and disrespect their house. Then even more important is respecting the masajid of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I'll mention first the example of the wife of Imran, that Allah Azza wa Jal tabaraka wa ta'ala, He mentions in Surah to Ali Imran, verse number 35. Look, sisters, look at the example of the righteous women whom Allah Azza wa Jal tabaraka wa ta'ala praises in the Quran, whom we find praised in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people that should be imitated. These are the people that should be followed. These are the people that should be emulated by our daughters and likewise by our sisters, regardless of age, regardless of time, regardless of place. Not somebody who's on Vogue magazine, that's worthless. وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And remember when the wife of Imran, she said, Oh my Lord, I have vowed to you the child in my womb to be dedicated to you and serve your places of worship. And I'll explain the meaning of this in a bit. Remember the wife of Imran, Allah Azza wa Jalla praising her, when she said, Oh my Lord, I have vowed to you the child in my womb, that the child in my womb, when it is born, it will be dedicated to you and serve your places of worship. So accept this from me. Verily you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he mentions in his Sahih, so we understand the relevance why I mentioned in this here. Al-Bukhari mentions in his Sahih, the chapter, Al-Khadam lil-Masjid, servants for the masjid, who clean the masjid, take care of the masjid, oversee the masjid. And he mentions this ayah with the explanation of Ibn Abbas. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. He mentioned the ayah, the meaning being, remember when the wife of Imran said, Oh my Lord, I have vowed to you the child in my womb, muharraran. What is the meaning of muharraran? Ibn Abbas said that this means, as mentioned by Al-Bukhari, لِلْمَسْجِدْ يَخْدُمُهُ. I have vowed to you that my child, when it is born, it will serve the masjid. It will take care of the masjid. Look at the women of the past, the righteous women that Allah Azza wa Jal tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, who will be mentioned until the Day of Judgment, who will be praised, who will be respected by every believer ala wajhi al-ard, male or female. The importance that they gave to the masjid as highlighted by this ayah and the explanation of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And Al-Hafidh ibn Hajr, he explained this in Fathul Bari. He said, كَأَنَّ غَرَدَ الْبُخَارِيِ الْإِشَارَ بِإِرَادِ هَذَا إِلَى تَعْظِيمِ الْمَسْجِدِ بِالْخِدْمَةِ كَانَ مَشْرُوعًا عِنْدَ الْأُمَمِ السَّالِفَةِ حَتَّى إِنَّ بَعْضَهُمْ وَقَعَ مِنْهُ نَذْرُ وَلَدِهِ لِلْخِدْمَةِ. الله أكبر. Ibn Hajr, he said, the reason why Al-Bukhari, he mentioned this in the chapter, servants for the masjid who take care of the masjid, who oversee the masjid, maintain the masjid. Bukhari mentioned this ayah with the narration of Ibn Abbas. The intent of Al-Bukhari here, by mentioning this, is that respecting and honoring the masjid was legislated even among the previous nations. To the extent that some would vow to Allah that their child would serve the masjid and take care of the masjid. But in order for our children to have this mentality, they have to see from the mother that she cares about the masjid, that she cleans the masjid, that she respects the masjid, she values the masjid. Not that, for example, the woman comes and people are eating and food is going all over the place and the child is running around, hanging from the chandeliers, يعني damaging the masjid. There is no overseeing of this in the masjid. لا أبداً. The righteous women of the past, it was such a concern to them to upkeep the places of worship that they would make vows to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for their children, that when their children were born, that they would take care of their places of worship and they would take care of Bayt al-Maqdis, as was the practice of Banu Israel, the children of Israel. Another example, sisters, and inshallah, we will mention three and we will suffice with that. Bismillah ta'ala. And then next lesson we will talk about other etiquettes. And as we said, naam, there are etiquettes that are applicable to men and the women. And they are the majority of the etiquettes of the masjid. But inshallah, we want to address specifically here the women. Likewise, Al-Bukhari mentions in the book, Kitab al-Salah, the book of prayer, in the chapter, Babu Kansil Masjid, وَالْتِقَاتِ الْخِرَقِ Sweeping the masjid and removing rags, dirt and any sticks from the masjid. This is a chapter in Al-Bukhari. The most authentic collection of hadith ala wajhi al-ard upon the face of the earth. The most authentic collection of hadith ala wajhi al-ard. Talking about what? A chapter about sweeping the masjid. Removing rags from the masjid. Removing dirt from the masjid. Removing sticks from the masjid. And don't let anyone think that this is the responsibility of mas'uliyatu shakhsin mu'ayyan, of a specific individual. No, this is the responsibility of every Muslim and Muslimah. Every Muslim male and female. That is why, alhamdulillah, our masajid, we're not talking about extravagance. No, extravagance is not what we're talking about. We're talking about cleanliness. For the masajid to be clean, how many places do we find people coming and just cleaning the masjid, just cleaning alhamdulillah, from top to bottom for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they do not want jaza, wala shakura. They do not want thanks, nor do they want reward. How many places do we find that? How many people do we find like that? Will we find other people having opinions about everything? Kullu kabiratin wa saghiratin. But when it comes to what is important, nobody has an opinion about that. Some people, they walk past something in the masjid right in front of their face, which is clear adha. But this is in opposition to the way of the female companions. This is in opposition to the righteous women whom Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has praised in His Quran. Naam, sisters, again, look at our examples and to the people we follow. We mentioned in the explanation yesterday of Qaswat al-Qalb, the hardness of the heart, the condemnation of the hardness of the heart of Ibn Rajab. Before somebody follows somebody, قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقْتَدِيَ أَحَدْ بِأَحَدْ, before anyone follows and emulates anyone, Ibn al-Qayyim said they should look for two things. أَنْ يَنْظُرَ هَلْ هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ, is that person from the people who remembers Allah, fears Allah Azza wa Jal, the people of righteousness and piety. وَهَلِ الْحَاكِمْ عَلَيْهِ الْهَوَى أَوِ الشَّرْعِ. And secondly, is that person led by the sunnah, by the revelation, or are they led by their desires? We should not follow anyone. We should not want to imitate anyone. We should not try and emulate anyone unless we find that these two qualities are present. They're from the people of dhikr, the people of remembrance of Allah, and they are from the people who implement the deen of Allah and do not follow their desires. And wallahi, this is present by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the women that Allah praises in the Quran. This is present by Allah with the virtuous female companions, as we will see. Al-Bukhari, he mentions a beautiful hadith in this chapter about cleaning and sweeping the masjid and removing rags from the masjid and dirt from the masjid and sticks from the masjid. And sisters, when we talk about these things, we don't just want to theoretically talk about them. We want to mention them and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He blesses each and every one of us to implement what we hear. Not that we hear it and we don't pay any attention to it. Or it's something that passes through our ears and then khalas, كَأَنُّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ, it's as if we never heard it. Know that when we hear these ayat, when we hear these ahadith, they have an effect upon us. And alhamdulillah, we become from those people that are the maintainers of the masjid, whether it's the brothers or the sisters. And no doubt, if we look at the women, alhamdulillah, the women that Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed, no doubt we find them. Women, alhamdulillah, who have their fitrah intact, they like cleanliness, they like to be clean. Naam, they like, alhamdulillah, things to be organized. They don't like dirt and dirty environments. As we will see from these narrations, these ahadith. But again, unfortunately, many people, even their fitrah, illa man rahim Allah, has been corrupted as it pertains to that, because instead of worrying about cleanliness and hygiene and the upkeep of what needs to be focused upon, we're busy with Instagram, or we're busy with Twitter, or we're busy with qeel and qal, or we're busy with stuff which will not benefit us in the dunya, and it actually may be detrimental to our akhirah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect each and every one of us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhi narrates, أن امرأة سوداء كان يقوم المسجد. Allahu Akbar. Abu Huraira, he narrated that there was a black woman at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She used to sweep the masjid. And here, again, here it's mentioned it was a black woman. Why? So that it would be known who she was. Because at the majority of the people at that time, they were in the Arab land. Naam, so that would have been the minority. It's like, for example, me here today, if somebody said there was a British brother amongst the Americans. Obviously for ta'rif, for it to be known who that person was, not this, alhamdulillah, we will see in a refutation upon those people who have prejudice, wal-iyadu billah, or who have racism in their hearts, alhamdulillah, which has no place in Islam, how this woman, even though she was black, she was superior to the people, women of her time, who were considered to be noble by the people of disbelief and evil. She was more virtuous than them, and she was better than them before Allah Azza wa Jal and before the believers. She was more virtuous than the Arab women who were upon shirk and kufr. Allah Azza wa Jal, look what he said. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. Perish be the two hands of Abu Lahab. Allah Azza wa Jal, he talks about the wife of Abu Lahab. وَمْرَأَتُهُ, and his wife, she carries the firewood. Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, censoring and rebuking the wife of who? Abu Lahab. Even though she was Arabiya, she was an Arab. She was a woman at that time. Her husband, he had status amongst the people of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic times. He was respected at pre-Islamic times. She was respected at pre-Islamic times by the people of that generation. But alhamdulillah, when Islam came, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ya ayyuha nas, O mankind, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. We created you from male and female. We created you from male and female. Waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. And we made you into nation and tribe so that you may know one another. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The best of you before Allah, not based upon your tribe, not based upon your color, not based upon your lineage, is the most pious before Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said concerning the wife of Abu Lahab, wa mra'atu hammalat al-hatab. And his wife, she's going to carry the firewood to burn in the hellfire. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. Perish be the two hands of Abu Lahab. His wealth and his children will not avail him in the slightest. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب. He will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames. What about his wife, who was a woman of lineage? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وامرأته حمالة الحطب. His wife, she will carry the wood that will burn them in the fire. في جيدها حبل من مسد. In her neck is a twisted rope. Allah protect us from that. But look, here we have an example at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman, she was not known for her lineage, But she was known for her piety and righteousness. Look, what did she used to do? Abu Huraira said, "Anna imra'atan sawda." And I've mentioned the version of the hadith that mentions the black woman and not the black man, because that is what one of the narrators later on in Al-Bukhari says. He said, it is referring to the woman. كان يقوم المسجد. She used to sweep the masjid. فمات. And she died. This woman, she died. فسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنها. عنها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked about her. فقالوا, they said, she died. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أفلا كنتم آذنتموني به. Why didn't you tell me about this? He said, دلوني على قبرها. Show me, direct me to her grave. He came to her grave and he prayed upon her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to her grave and prayed upon her. Why? Because she was a woman, a righteous woman who used to clean the masjid. نعم. This hadith shows صحة التبرع ذلك تلك المرأة بإقامة نفسها لخدمة المسجد لتقرير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لها. This hadith, it shows clearly that it was correct for the woman to dedicate herself to clean the masjid, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم approved of this. Look, subhanAllah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had a love for this woman. Why? She was known for righteousness. What did she used to do? She used to clean the masjid. After she died, the Prophet ﷺ came and asked about her. And again, she wasn't a woman of lineage. لماذا? Because she was a righteous woman. She used to clean the masjid. She dedicated herself to cleaning the masjid. Then the Prophet ﷺ went to her grave and he prayed upon her. Allahu Akbar. Look at that ni'mah. Look at that blessing. SubhanAllah. If a woman in our time wants to be honored by Allah Azza wa Jalla, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the way He honored this woman, then she has to emulate the likes of these women. The mothers of the believers, the female companions, the women that Allah Azza wa Jalla praises in the Quran. Now, because look, the graves, they are dark for their inhabitants. And verily Allah Azza wa Jalla will illuminate the graves due to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prayer upon the deceased. SubhanAllah al-Azim. That woman, her grave is illuminated until the hour, until everyone is resurrected from the grave. And why? Because she cleaned the masjid. You're not going to receive that by trying to emulate the women on, you know, housewives of Hollywood or wherever housewives they're showing you. That's a facade. It's a front. They're the most unhappy people ala wajhil ard. It's television, entertainment. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ It's not real life. And the proof of that is that you find many of them utilize narcotics, addicted to painkillers, mother addicted to drugs, have to see therapists for the problems in their life. Miserable. Regardless of the fame that they've achieved. By any means necessary, wallahu al-musta'an wa alayhi tuklan. But Allah Azza wa Jal, tabaraka wa ta'ala, has honored the Muslim woman. Allah Azza wa Jal has elevated the status of the Muslim woman. Like as Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned in the beginning, in tamassakat bihadihi wa fada'ili. If she holds on to the guidance of the religion of al-Islam and its virtues. No doubt, alhamdulillah, Muslim women are virtuous and excellent. Naam. No doubt they have a standing in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. No doubt they're important. And we spoke about that in the previous lesson. And we don't want to go over that again. Ibn Hajar, he said, some of the benefits derived from that hadith about the woman that used to clean the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking after her and then going to pray the Salat al-Janaza upon her. Naam, he said, in this hadith, فَضْلُ تَنْظِيفِ الْمَسْجِدِ In this hadith is the excellence of cleaning the masjid. Likewise, in this hadith is a proof that alhamdulillah, if somebody does good, to repay them by making dua for them. Making dua for them. Man sana'a ilaykum ma'rufa. If somebody does for you good, try and repay them. If you cannot repay them, alhamdulillah, make dua for them. Naam, somebody benefits you, alhamdulillah, thank them. Show them good. If you can't make dua for them, Somebody teaches you Quran, thank them. If you cannot repay them, make dua for them. Somebody teaches you anything. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, كل من أفادك بفائدة فهو شيخك. Anyone who benefits you with one benefit is your sheikh. How many of us make dua for our teachers? How many of us have respect for our teachers? And I'll close with one more hadith inshaAllah, showing the excellence of cleaning the masjid and likewise the role of the women in this. The role of the women in this, naam, and that's why again there needs to be sisters who are responsible and take upon these tasks. In a masjid, obviously brothers, we're not on the sister's side. Alhamdulillah, we can supervise and oversee what's taking place on the brother's side. But it requires likewise to have responsible, pious sisters with understanding, naam, to alhamdulillah, to make sure that people, the sisters, are observing the etiquettes of the masjid. Aisha radiallahu anha, you see that alhamdulillah, she was an alima, a scholar, a woman. And when she saw practices that went against al-Islam with regards to the women leaving out, going out, mutabarrijat, uncovered to the masjid, or wearing perfume to the masjid, she criticized it. And she tried to educate her sisters and direct them to that which is correct. Naam, don't, you know, split from the masjid and abandon the masjid. No. Be in the masjid. Be patient in the masjid. The masjid is the most beloved places to Allah. But likewise observe the etiquettes of the masjid. The last hadith is found in An-Nasa'i. In his Sunan, Al-Imam An-Nasa'i, he collected it, hadith number 728, wasahhahu al-Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. And al-Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be authentic. And Anas radiallahu an, Anas radiallahu an, he said, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَأَى نُخَامَةً فِي قِبْلَةِ الْمَسْجِدِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw mucus on the wall in the direction of the qibla of the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw mucus on the wall in the direction of the qibla of the masjid. فَغَضِبَ حَتَّى أَحْمَرَّ وَجْهُ. He became angry, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw this mucus on the wall of the qibla of the masjid. He became angry to the extent his face became red from anger. Why? Because the masjid is to be respected. The masjid is to be honored. فَجَاءَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ. So a woman came, من الأنصار, a virtuous صحابية, from the female companions. فَحَكَّتْهَا. She scraped the mucus off the wall. وَجَعَلَتْ مَكَانَهَا خَلُوقًا. And she put in its place خَلُوقًا, a perfume which was thick in consistency, comprising of saffron and other things. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا. How excellent is what this woman has done. SubhanAllah, look at the tazkiyah. How excellent is what this woman has done. Look, this woman, she saw that the Prophet ﷺ was upset because of the mucus on the wall of the masjid. She knew that the masjid, that this was not the place for mucus, it's the masjid. Naam, she never said, oh, it's not my responsibility, I'm not on the committee of the masjid. La, she said, this is the masjid of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the masjid of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, the female companions, they had the mentality of what? The mentality that we find mentioned in the book of Allah. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those who maintain the masajid of Allah, those who believe in Allah on the last day. Naam, they're the maintainers of the masjid. So the female companions, they knew the status of the masjid. They knew the importance of keeping the masjid clean. Naam, they knew all of this. So when she saw it, what did she do? She never walked past it. That's not my responsibility. She never said, you know, I don't get paid to clean the masjid. She never said none of that. She rushed to what? To scrape it from the wall. Not only did she scrape it, then she added khaluqa, a thick type of perfume, they say is a yellowish reddish color, alhamdulillah, so it has a nice pleasant smell and that you can't see the mucus anymore. Subhanallah, look at the virtuous examples and the merits of the female companions, the righteous women of Al-Islam. Wallahi, by Allah, if the women of our time were to imitate the women that Allah praises in the Quran, likewise, the mothers of the believers and the rest of the female companions, if the women of our time would imitate them, no doubt you would see the spread of this religion. No doubt you would see much khair and you would see much good. Na'am barakallahu feekum. And inshallah ta'ala with that, we will stop bi'idhnillah. Wa jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum.